The Hard Rock and Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home, or listen on your mobile device, or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
Okay, time for a bit we call Who the Hell Is This, where we try to stump each other with some songs by bands that we probably haven't heard of. Though, in this case, I know Mark has heard of this band, but we'll see if he knows who it is, because this is kind of obscure, but I know he knows who it is. So, what we do is we play 4 10-second clips, and we'll give a couple of hints between some of the clips, and then see if we can guess who the artist and the name of the song. So, Mark, go ahead and play clip number one.
All right, everybody out there in podcast land, play along. Let's see if we get this. That sounds so damn familiar, but I can't place it yet. It's definitely melodic rock.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to guess. Is it Harum Scarum?
Nope. That is not correct.
Okay.
Darn it. This is from 1992 by an American band.
1992 American band. I don't have it yet. I was thinking Night Ranger, but the voice wasn't Night Ranger, so let's try track number two.
I get the chance to say these words to you for me.
All right, I'm gonna guess, is it Tall Stories?
No, that is incorrect.
I still don't know the song, and I'm not that familiar with it.
This is a band. The guitar player in this band was in a huge band, one of our favorite bands, before creating this band.
Okay, let's go to track number three.
To love again.
All right, your clue may have given it away.
All right.
Is it Hardline?
No.
Ooh, darn it.
It's...
Oh, I was thinking Neil Sean, Hardline. 92 is about the same year.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. You're stumping me there.
This is the second song on their album. The album is titled Salute.
All right, I think you gave it away. Is it 21 Guns?
That is correct. Yes.
All right, and Scott Gorham from Thin Lizzy was in this band.
Yep.
And here's a little trivia there. Won't mean a damn thing to you, but I know some guy who knows the lead singer of this band. We knew him at the time. And he's the guy who does... He does all the dot in Los Angeles. The Dodgers have their own channel, and this guy hosts this channel. His name is John Hartung, and I know him. He's a friend of a friend, and he was friends with this guy. means absolutely nothing to nobody, but I thought I'd share that story and right. to you people to out go. There. Not like anybody cares. Good one. That's a good deep cut. I mean, they only came out one album. I remember liking the album kind of, sort of. Some of it's good, but I haven't listened to it in decades.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Kind of a precursor to what he's doing now. It's a song called These Eyes, and it seemed like a natural progression from Thin Lizzy with more of the keyboard style that Lizzy was getting into. So, yeah, that was...
And here's some more useless trivia. I work in the field of people with disabilities, and when I was in college, I worked with this guy who used to be the drummer for Rufus. His name was Moon Calhoun, and he became a quadriplegic after a bike accident. He hit a rock and flipped, and he was a drummer and a singer, and he became a quadriplegic. So while I was going through school, I worked with this guy, and he put a band together with Scott Gorham called Western Front, but never got a deal.
Oh, wow.
So actually, I think I have the music from it. The guy was a great singer, too, great drummer, and had a freak accident. Sorry, I bummed everybody out again with my stories. Man,
way to bring us down, dude.
Yeah, but the guy still does music, and he's, you know, he's still married. I think he's still alive. I haven't seen him in years, but talented guy. Fantastic singer, but yeah, quadriplegic.
Wow.
Bummer.
That sucks.
Okay.
All right, so 21 Guns. Go check it out.
Yeah, go buy that one. If you can still find it, I don't know if it's even in print. But if it's not, maybe Rock Candy will re-release it or something like that. So now you gave me a song. I'm going to give you a song.
All right.
And this, I know you know this band, but I'm not sure if you know this song. So go ahead. Everybody play along at home.
All right.
You missed the visual when the drum was going. Danny's head was going back and forth like he's a bobblehead.
Oh man!
Sound familiar at all?
No.
We got a guess.
I'm gonna guess Loverboy.
Loverboy would be incorrect. All right, your first clue is this song came out in 1977, and it's a band you know, but I don't think you ever saw them live, but you know them pretty well. Okay.
And are they still around today?
Yes. Sort of.
All right, let's go to part number two. Driving in my car, call my automobile. Something
saying, boy, you got to go on. Who is it?
Oh, man. Is that Riot?
You would be correct. What's the name of the song?
Oh, I don't know. Let me play the next part so I can get to the chorus.
Okay. The next clue is, this song was from their debut album called Rock City. And it is Riot, but what's the name of the song?
All right. Let's see here. Oh, man, I've heard this song. I love early Riot, man.
It has to do with a car.
Yeah.
It's not I'm in Love with My Car by Queen, by the way.
Oh, it's not?
It's not.
All right, let me play part number four. Maybe that'll give me more ideas.
Okay. Now, if you get this wrong, you're an idiot.
I definitely heard that song before. It's Overdrive.
Correct, by Riot from 1977.
Nice. That's a good song.
What's the lead singer's name? Do you remember? If he was from Canada, his name would be Guy.
Oh, Guy Speranza.
Correct.
Yeah.
Who went on?
Yeah, I knew it was. I had Mark Rial in the brain, but yeah. I know that guitar player
who went on to become a exterminator and died of cancer.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And another happy story from me. What the hell? I'm on a roll. Maybe I need to see a therapist. Wait a second. I'm married to one, aren't I?
Yeah, really. I was going to say, go upstairs.
Yeah, that's exactly where she is. I'm going to lay down there. I'm telling all these depressing stories on my podcast. What the hell is this all about? But, yeah, those first five Riot albums are worth getting for sure. Maybe most fans say six. But this one's from the first one. The first three are with Guy Speranza on there. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Go get them. Even with the stupid cover art, the Eeyore, whatever his name is, the seal guy.
Yeah.
He's got a name. I forgot what it was.
No, I have no idea, but who cares? The music is amazing, so, yeah.
And I did get to see them open for Kiss, so, yeah, they were great.
Oh, man. Did you see him with him or with Rhett Forrester?
It was with Rhett.
Yeah.
It was Kiss, Vandenberg, and Riot, my first Kiss show.
Wow.
Vinnie Vincent, the Lick It Up Tour.
That's cool.
It was a great show. Long Beach Arena.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Kiss, great seeing Kiss for the first time and seeing two bands I really liked in front of them. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So everybody go out there and buy that stuff.
Do it.
Buy it. 21 Guns and Riot. Good one.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, click.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
All right, everybody out there in the ether, we are going to do a bit called intellectual poetry, where we basically read some lyrics and we try to get the other person to tell us the name of the band and the song. And this is actually a lot harder than it sounds like. You know, most people think, I know all the lyrics to every song ever made. Yeah, well, when you don't have the melody, it's a whole lot tougher. So, Mark, are you ready for me to read you some lyrics that I have found?
Yes, and I do stink at this one, and a lot of people out there in podcast land suck at this too, so we're all going to play along.
Yeah, this is hard because it's not, sometimes the songs are funny, sometimes they're, you know, just really good lyrics, sometimes they're really bad lyrics, but we'll let you be the judge of it. So, Mark, you ready for song number one?
Yeah, I hope this is nice and easy.
Okay, well, we'll see. Some of the ones I thought are easy, you have not gotten in the past, so we'll see how it goes.
You're trying to tell me I'm stupid?
No, you just suck at this.
Oh, okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, so here we go. Down on Main Street, the scene was set. They checked out the fuel turn on the radio. Or wait.
What?
They check out the fuel, turn the radio on. Open the gates, assemble the gun, wait at the red for the president's run. That's the first verse. Do you have any idea?
Is it Dallas 1 p.m.?
That is correct. Look at you.
Yeah, I think he given it to me before.
I don't think so. I'm not. I don't.
I think it's the president's one gave it away.
Yeah, ready for the president's run.
Yeah, because I wouldn't.
Yeah, this is all about when Kennedy was shot in Dallas.
And what a killer song it is by Saxon.
Yeah, that's a great song off the album Strong Arm of the Law from 1980.
Well, that one went a lot faster than it should have been.
Yeah, really? What the hell, man? You were supposed to suck at this.
Yeah, well, I got lucky. Well, the one I'm going to give you is virtually impossible, but I thought the lyrics were kind of funny.
Oh, okay, great. I appreciate that.
So, you got it. So, this one will get, you know, this one will take a while. Are you ready?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Satan gave me a taco, and it made me really sick. The chicken was all raw, and the grease was mighty thick. The rice was all rancid, and the beans were so hard. I was getting kind of dizzy eating all that lard. Any clue?
Good God. is it venom?
No! Ha ha!
No, it's not. Not even in the ballpark. All right, your first hint is this came out in 1993.
Oh, jeez.
There were aphids on the lettuce, and I ate every one. And after I was done, the salsa melted off my tongue. Pieces of tortilla got stuck in my throat, and the stains on my clothes burned a hole through my coat. My stomach was a-trembling, and I broke out in a rash. I was so dry and thirsty, I did not have any cash. So I went and found a hose and tore off all my clothes, turned on the water, and shot it right up my nose. Any clue?
No, but I'll guess Vixen, just because I'd like the idea of them tearing off their clothes.
Yeah, well, that would be wrong. All right, your next clue is, this is a solo artist, and he's not a hard rock solo artist. He's a male solo artist. And it's normally something we don't normally cover, but I found these lyrics quite amusing, so I went with that. So I didn't...
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, let me see. Some old lady came along, and she thought I was a freak, so she beat me with a handbag till I could hardly speak. See, he's a genius. Huh? I was lying there naked, my body badly bruised, in a pool of my own blood, unconscious and confused. This guy's a poet. Well, the cops came out and got me and threw me in their van. And I woke up on the ceiling, and I couldn't find my hand. They took me to the judge, his eyes a-glowing red. The courtroom was filled with witches and the dead.
Lord.
This is a long-ass song. I'm not going to read all these lyrics, but you get the gist of it. It's a solo artist, and I'll give you a hint. This is a good hint. You'll probably get it from there. This guy, one of the guys in this guy's backing band was a member of Jellyfish.
Oh, damn.
And he goes by one name. Like Prince or somebody like that.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, man.
It's a scrawny white guy with blonde hair. He's kind of an alternative artist.
I've got Rick Springfield on the head, but that's not it. I know.
Yeah, it's Rick! One name.
One name.
I'll make it easy for his big song when he first came out was called Loser. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
What's that? Damn it.
There's also a guitar player from the 70s and the 60s. It's also his last name.
I can't think of it. I know the guy. I know that song.
It rhymes with deck.
Oh, Beck.
Boom shakalaka.
It's Beck, and the name of the song is "Satan Gave Me a Taco."
Well, you're not supposed to give the name of the song in the lyrics.
I know it was the first line, but I knew you weren't going to get it anyway.
No, not a chance.
But it goes on. The lyrics go on for a while. The song's really not that good, but the
subject matter. The lyrics are hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, and it rhymes.
Yeah.
And it keeps going. I could have kept going.
But Satan gave me a taco.
Satan gave me a taco. Unbelievable, huh?
I might have to just listen to that song just to hear it.
Yeah, there's a little YouTube video, and you can read along with the lyrics. It's a bad song, but the lyrics are good. So go out and listen to the Satan Gave Me a Taco by Beck, but go buy the Saxon album. That's the one you get.
Absolutely. Buy the Saxon album.
Yeah.
The Strong Arm of the Law is great. Start to finish.
Yeah. That one does not suck.
Yeah.